busy show this morning, and we'll continue that. We have Sarah from the Flower Market and the Downtown Association. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. A little drizzle out there.
I know it was supposed to be hazy today from the Canadian wildfires, but Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Woodruff said that, there is some mist out there, too. That's what you're seeing.
Yeah, when I drove in, I had to use my windshield wipers, so
okay.
A little moisture.
All right, we'll take that. Yeah. It's supposed to be pretty hazy later on, too, but some fog adding to that, making it not so clear this morning, but eventually we'll be sunny in 83. Let's talk downtown sidewalk sales. Those are coming up later on this week.
They do. They start Thursday. Kind of all the businesses have probably some varying starting times, but early in the morning, all of our retail businesses downtown will have stuff outside, marked down, and tons of specials going on downtown. I've seen Hirschfeld's. Abby's been posting, come early on Thursday because she sells out fast. So definitely think about coming down early Thursday morning if you're wanting to hit up Hirschfeld's. As far as our two stores, we have plenty of merchandise that we're going to be marking down, so we'll have stuff all weekend. So,
and this goes through Saturday?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Kind of those normal shopping hours.
Right.
We're 10 to 6. I think Hirschfeld's is probably going to be the same. Brown's, Bow and Arrow across the street are some businesses I know that will be participating for sure. But it sounds like it's going to be great weather. We're not going to be baking out in the sun like we normally do. So.
No, not at all. I mean, it's 79 on Thursday for a high.
That's like perfect shopping weather.
It is.
Right?
82 Friday, 89, a little more sun on Saturday, but it's Saturday, so you can get away with that.
Yeah.
So come on down, shop downtown, shop local. The sidewalk sales are going on starting up Thursday, and some good deals from all your downtown merchants, which is, I just had actually, we have a new news director coming in about a month, and he came into town this past weekend, so I got to show off town, and I said, man, if you'd have came 3-4 years ago, this would be a lot different tour of town. But man, and then I said, you don't know what it looked like before, but man, it's changed a lot in the last, I don't know how many years it's been now since it all started.
Five.
Has it been five when they started? Feels like it's been like two, but I guess maybe for you it feels like a lot more. But it's changed a lot, and obviously there's a lot of great businesses downtown, and this is a great way to support them shopping local and get yourself a deal.
Exactly right. And then you can also stop by and grab a drink, some ice cream, grab a meal, dinner or lunch while you're, if you need a little break, just to rejuvenate yourself for more shopping.
Yeah. Shop until you drop it. Back to school season is coming because that starts in less than a month.
Like it does.
3.5 weeks.
It'll be here way before we know it.
Right.
Yes.
So if you're wanting to do that, get your back to school shopping done. I've heard the statistics of, however much you spend locally, so much more goes back than, and it's a very, a dollar here is so impactful compared to a dollar somewhere else.
Exactly right. I saw something, last week was the big online shopping days. So I, just would hope that maybe you for sure buy things you need there. But if you're looking for something and you know that a small business in town carries it, maybe check them out. I think you might be surprised at what we can help you with, what we can order in, and even the prices on things. Many of us can be very, very comparable to what you would get online. And like you said, that dollar really goes a long ways. We're the businesses that are supporting your sports teams, that are supporting your silent auction items, all those things that you come in and ask us for. If you just support us back, we're more than happy to help with all of those things that go around downtown.
That's right. Got to have all those to.
Yeah.
It's a circle that'll complete itself.
It for sure
here.
Is.
So sidewalk sales start up Thursday. They run through the weekend again downtown North Platte. Sarah with the Downtown Association, anything else today you want to mention about that?
Real quick, the downtown or our canteen, our nonprofit side of the Downtown Association is putting out a call to artists. We're looking for an art piece, and it's kind of up to the artist to make a presentation about it that will be put in the downtown. We've received some grant funds for a big art piece that will signify or be a remembrance of the canteen itself. So if you're looking for more information, it's on the downtown Facebook page. You can also reach out to myself or Shea Caldwell at Whitetail. But we would love to have some of these proposals or ideas be brought to us so we can start moving forward on this downtown art piece also.
Where would that go?
We're hoping in the Alco parking lot, but it doesn't have to necessarily be a sculpture. It could be maybe a painting that we put somewhere else. So it's really nothing settled. It's, we're really hoping that an artist will be inspired by the canteen and bring some awesome idea of art.
I'm trying to think of a place, a good place for like a mural, but I'm sure there are. So,
yes.
But if you have an artist in your family, yeah, or your friends that is talented, canteen is kind of the theme, general theme.
It then. Is, yes, yes.
Okay, all right, very good.
So check that out on Facebook or give one of us a call. We'll be happy to give you more information.
Awesome. Sidewalk sales start up Thursday, run through the weekend. Sarah, appreciate you coming in as always, and enjoy the cooler weather for sidewalk sales.
Yeah, for sure.
You won't be sweating putting all that stuff out on the sidewalk at all.
You'll
be enjoying it. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Yes, thank you.